Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat. Yo,
what's up, everybody? I don't know why I did that. Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode 334 of Ask Pat, the last episode of this particular week and the first day of May. So thank you for those of you who have listened all throughout the year. And if you're listening to this for the first time, awesome. Happy May, everybody. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Kara.
Hi, Pat. My name is Kara Gott Warner, and I have a podcast called The Morning Cool Down at morningcooldown.com. And I am considering the idea of doing video podcasts. And my question to you today is, do you recommend a certain software to do this? Currently, I'm using CallNote, but I noticed that the quality was not as good and the audio was not matching the video. So any advice that you can give on this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Pat.
Kara, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And actually, I've never heard of CallNote before, and I checked it out. It seems like that's a tool that one might be able to use to record things like Skype calls and other types of conference situations. Now, that you could, I guess, use for a video podcast, but essentially a video podcast is a video version of an audio podcast just like this one. So it's something that people could subscribe to. It gets automatically uploaded to a person's device if they've subscribed. They can watch it on a particular directory like iTunes, and it kind of doesn't really matter how you record it as long as it's put into a place where you can grab an RSS feed with that video file embedded into it and then submit that RSS feed to something like iTunes, which will then read it. So again, CallNote is a tool that you could use, but there are a lot of other tools out there that you could use to actually record a video. Again, it could be any sort of video. What you do with that video to turn it into a video podcast is to put it into a place where you can grab an RSS feed, just like with an audio podcast. Now, if you can go to podcastingtutorial.com to get some more information on how the whole RSS feed thing works. One of the videos there shows that. I don't have a tutorial on video podcasts, but it works in essentially the same way, except instead of an audio file as an MP3, you have a video file. Now, there's a lot of tools you can use to capture video. You could use your iPhone or your Android. You could use your webcam on your MacBook Air or your laptop or your desktop. You could use a DSLR camera. You could use a digital camera. You could use anything that captures video. You can have that become a video podcast. Now, if you wanted to edit, a great tool you can use to edit, especially if you're on a Mac, is called ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow is actually used to do screen recordings of what's on your computer screen. And actually, you could do that as a video podcast as well. I've done a few video podcasts for SPITV that are simply episodes of me recording something on my screen that I'm explaining and giving a tutorial about. Now, ScreenFlow is also an amazing video editor in and of itself. So again, it's used for screen capture in particular, but also I use it because it's just a great interface and super easy to use for just editing and splicing and doing a lot of the things that are really all we need to do to create a nice looking video, especially if you're going to be putting it up onto a directory like iTunes. It might have a little bumper in the beginning, and you can add text on top of it. You can add music on top of it. You can change a lot of the settings and the coloring and the volume and fading and transitions between parts of the video. You can cut and splice and trim and do all those sorts of things, again, with ScreenFlow, which is, I believe it's like $99 just to have. You can go to askpat.com/ScreenFlow to check that out. Now, if you are on a PC, there's a tool called Camtasia Studios, which does essentially the same thing. And there's actually a Mac version of that as well. I'm just very loyal to ScreenFlow at the moment for Mac users. But if you're on a PC, Camtasia Studios is the one to use to do screen recording, and it can edit and do all the same sort of things in the same way. Now, you could also edit using Adobe Premiere or Final Cut Pro, which are sort of higher level video editing tools. You could also use iMovie on the Mac, which comes installed already when you purchase a Mac computer or a MacBook Pro or a MacBook Air or something like that. And you can use that as well. Again, doesn't matter how you get the video. You just need to get a video file, and however you plan to edit it for your show, that's great. So once you have that video file, then you upload it to a server that could potentially give you that RSS feed. And there's one server in particular that I choose specifically for video podcasts. And I want to thank my good buddy and videographer, Caleb Wojcik from DIYVideoGuide.com. DIYVideoGuide.com. If you're doing any sort of video, especially if you're doing it on your own, that's a place you should absolutely be going to and subscribing to. He also has his own video podcast as well, which has been ranking really well on iTunes, and especially in the business section. So again, DIYVideoGuide.com. And Caleb Wojcik is the DIY video guy. Any of those URLs will actually work. Now, he has a podcast that's been doing very well. It's a video podcast, and I have one as well. Now, the tool that he recommended to me, the host for the video files, is Podbean. P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Now, there are a lot of great hosts that you can work with. I work with a lot of different ones, from SoundCloud to Libsyn for audio files. And you could upload video files to Libsyn as well, but the plan pricing doesn't really work as well if you're doing videos, because when you think about it, videos are very large files, and Libsyn's plans are basically for audio files, unless you want to pay a little bit more money or increase the amount that you can upload every month, which obviously comes with a higher fee. Podbean for video is $18 a month, and that's unlimited videos and unlimited bandwidth. So as many people as you can get in there listening and viewing, it's not going to affect the price at all. And you could upload as many videos as you want, again, for $18 a month, which is fantastic, actually. And currently that works really well. There's also Vimeo Pro, V-I-M-E-O. P-R-O, which is a little bit more established in the industry, and I don't know necessarily what the pricing is for that, but that's also another place that you can use to upload video files and grab an RSS feed from those places. And again, that RSS feed will have the video files embedded into it, which will also include the title and the description and all the metadata behind that episode as well, so you can then submit that to iTunes as a video podcast, and then iTunes will read all that information and then put those videos up there. And when people subscribe, it gets automatically downloaded and pushed to those people's devices. So that's kind of the quick rundown on how video podcasts work, and it's been working really, really well. I've actually calculated that about 40% of my views from SBI TV. Mind you, I have a YouTube subscribership of over 40,000 people. 40% of my views are actually coming from iTunes. And Caleb, he talked about in a recent episode that he was on SBI, he talked about how his show, which he started as both a YouTube channel and a video podcast channel at the same time, he's gotten more views on iTunes as a video podcast than on YouTube. And again, he started both of those at the same time. So it's incredible. There's a lot of opportunity out there. A lot of people don't want to put a little bit of extra work in. And if you have a YouTube channel already and you're doing videos and you're uploading them to YouTube, it's just a little bit of extra work to get them into a podcast feed like on podbean.com to grab that RSS feed. Again, you can't do that specifically. You can't get an RSS feed from YouTube, unfortunately, or else it would be really easy to grab an RSS feed from YouTube and put that into something like iTunes to create your show. But no, YouTube wants it all for themselves, and that's quite understandable. So if you want to repurpose, just simply export another file and have that be uploaded directly to Podbean or Vimeo Pro if you want it to be a little bit different than your YouTube video. It could actually be the exact same video, just uploaded in a separate area. First, you upload it on YouTube and you do that thing, and then you upload it into that other one, either Podbean or Vimeo Pro, and then you're good, and that RSS feed will help you deliver those video files to those directories. Woo! So, Caro, that was a little bit more technical than probably a normal podcast here on Ask Pat is. But again, you can go to podcastingtutorial.com to get access to free videos, no emails required, to show you how to get a podcast set up. And if you just imagine that instead of the video files, or excuse me, instead of the audio files mentioned there, you have these videos and the tools to create the videos I've already mentioned here at the top of the show, it's pretty much the same thing. And again, the hosts for those are different as well. So hopefully that helps, Kara. I wish you all the best, and thank you for calling in. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. My assistant will get in contact with you within the next couple weeks to collect that information so we could send that to you free of charge. And again, thank you for listening in and for asking your question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate it. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Maya Angelou. She says, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have." Cheers. Thanks so much. Be creative. And if you have a second, head on over to iTunes and leave a quick review for Ask Pat. Love it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.